is Louisa Clarence Smith from Estates Gazette, and I'm speaking to Tosca Fund Chief Economist Savas Savory. Following the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi's resignation this morning after a defeat in the referendum to reform the constitution. Sav, how has the euro reacted to the news overnight?
It's weakened, as we all expected it would. And
was it as dramatic as you thought it would be?
If you're asking me what I thought, my own belief was that the whole issue is being exaggerated. It was being blown up by the market, as we call it, or the consensus. And so the move has been less than I thought it would be. Actually, along the lines of what I hoped it would be. I think this event has been exaggerated. Its importance. Things don't move that quickly. The process of going to an election isn't instantaneous, and the consequences of that election are not certain.
And going forward, what's your outlook in the next 6 to 12 months for the Italian economy?
I've never been terribly keen on it. I think that it has fundamental problems, not least the unreasonable amount of hope in its underlying property assets. But that also applies to large other parts of the Eurozone. So the idea that this is an isolated instance for Italy is to understate just how troublesome economies are across the Eurozone. That some of the large economies, we mustn't forget that although Italy is the third largest Eurozone economy, the second largest is France. And that has elections looming next year, which will be of far bigger consequence than the referendum we saw in Italy.
And what's the situation for investors who have put money into Italian real estate recently?
Situation is uncertain because it can't be clear what the underlying asset values are. This is the underlying problem about Europe. There's been so much forbearance and not enough foreclosure that we don't know what the true mark-to-market should be. And you can contrast that with other parts of Europe where you've had some very harsh reality checks. But in the Eurozone, there's been a great deal of forbearance, not least because of the efforts of the ECB to shore up things. What you've had effectively is aggressive quantitative easing, which has displaced capital from what could be described as risk-free assets into riskier assets and create a false market. And it's that false market that I think we're all unclear about, just how fictional is it. And we're talking about real estate.
And do you see the market effectively grinding to a halt over this period of political uncertainty? They're going to have an interim leader and then possibly bring forward an election.
Yeah, well, there are two issues there. One is that will there be distressed selling? No. Will there be a hiatus of buying? Very likely. The worst case would be if you had forced selling or distressed selling or panic selling. That won't happen. But in terms of new capital coming in, it's difficult to see how that would be motivated or justified.
So you don't think the current situation could trigger an opening up of the NPL market in Italy?
Well, this has not been a macro shock. So non-performing loans need a macro shock, and this is not a macro shock. Let's be clear. You need a monetary shock or a fiscal shock or a labour market shock. This is not going to trigger those. This is asking questions about the sustainability of the sort of federalism of Europe and the centrism of Europe, because you've got the potential that a disruptive party or group of parties come into power in Rome. But they also got the potential that doesn't happen. I don't do politics, I do economics. And this is not a macro shock, this is a political shock.
And this is one example of political and economic uncertainty in Europe. Do you think that the UK is starting to look more and more like a safe haven compared to the mainland Europe?
Well, you brought me to my sort of my comfort blanket territory. This puts the UK in perspective. It has fundamentally sound economics. Its real estate market is underlined by good occupational demand, which is not the case across Europe. When our resident market isn't being supported by aggressive quantitative easing, it's being supported by good fundamentals. So yes, the answer is this has simply reinforced my confidence in the UK commercial real estate market.
Great, thank you very much.